14 minutes after 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas for another three-hour tour. We take you right up to 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's time for Buckeye Roundtable. You know, one of the cool things about doing this job, Mr. Douglas, is that there's always something cool happening throughout the course of the week and into the weekend. I saw these guys passing out some flyers at the Apple Festival this weekend, and they're pumping up Plan 9. Their big event coming up, it's September 23rd, and here to tell us more about Plan 9 from Mega Championship Wrestling, Jeff Traxler and Greg Irons. Guys, thanks so much for coming on the show. How you doing?
Great. Thanks
Good.
For having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's start out by talking about Plan 9. What was interesting, we were talking before we came on the air here, you were giving me the story behind Plan 9, mm-hmm. and said, that's an interesting title for a wrestling event. So what's the story behind the title of this?
Well, at the core, I'm a nerd, so one of my things besides wrestling is I like bad movies, and if anybody's familiar with bad movies, Plan 9 from Outer Space is considered one of the worst movies ever. So that was kind of, it started out as an inside joke, but as I'm sure Greg will tell you too, wrestling is, okay, we have a plan, great, we're going to do that, that's perfect. Oh no, that can't work, we got to change that, then the next day you have to change that, so you might go through 9 different or more plans before we get to the product that our fans end up seeing.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, Greg, you've got an interesting story, and I'm going to let you tell it, but I was reading up on this event earlier, and I saw that you're going to tag, and you guys have dubbed yourselves the Handicapped Heroes.
Yep.
You're
going to
tag with a gentleman who's actually been around the block a little bit named Zach Gowan.
Yep.
But tell us the folks out there listening who don't know your story why yours is so unique.
Sure. I am obviously a pro wrestler. That's why I'm on the show. But I guess what's different about me is I am a pro wrestler with cerebral palsy, the only pro wrestler with cerebral palsy. It's basically a neurological disorder that I was born with that affects the way my brain sends the signals to the right side of my body. And it's most noticeable in my right arm, hand, and fingers. Because of that, as a child, I was bullied and made fun of. I didn't have the best home life coming up. My mom was heavily addicted to drugs, so I had a very broken home. But the one thing that kept me motivated and positive was my love and my passion for pro wrestling. You know, it didn't matter what was happening in my personal life or what was happening in school. If I could watch the WWF for a few hours every week and see my heroes like Hulk Hogan and the Macho Man and Bret Hart, and as I got older, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, I got lost in this world with these larger-than-life characters, and it made me want to continue on. It made me think that life wasn't so bad, but even though I was so passionate about pro wrestling, I never actually thought I could be a pro wrestler because of my disability. It wasn't until I was actually 16 when I was watching WWE and I saw Zach Gowan wrestling with one leg against the Big Show on SmackDown, and he went to the top rope, and I was already blown away by the fact that he was performing with one leg, and he goes to the top rope and he does a backflip, he does a moonsault onto the Big Show, who's, for people who don't watch wrestling, he's 7'2", 500 pounds. I mean, it was incredible to see him do that, and that was the first time that I got the thought in my mind that, you know, if this guy's doing it with one leg, maybe I could do it with one good arm. And soon after that, I started lifting weights, got really into bodybuilding. And my goal from that point on was to be a professional wrestler. And I started training at 18 at a school in Cleveland I found, Cleveland All Pro Wrestling. And I've been doing it for 11 years ever since. And along that great journey, I've met Zach Gowan, and we've been a team for 6 years now. It's a pretty incredible thing, teaming with my hero.
Wow, that's really awesome, man. Yeah. That's really cool stuff. And the other cool part about that, too, is, I mean, you've been doing it for 6 years with him. But
yeah.
I would imagine that this Saturday, even though you've been doing it for 6 years, it's still cool. I mean, that never gets old, being able to wrestle with a guy that you kind of looked up to and saw on TV one day and really inspired you.
Oh, for sure. And the great thing about our story is, you know, I feel like Zach and I need each other in a lot of ways. I mean, like the sum of us is greater than the parts. What it comes down to is what I can't do with two good arms, he can do because he has two good arms. And what he can't do with two good legs, I could do. So, like, when we put that together, not only do we bust out some pretty incredible moves, but I think we inspire a lot of people, young and old, disabled and not disabled, in the crowd. And I think it's just one of those stories in pro wrestling that is magical and you just can't write. You know, it's pretty incredible. And Saturday is going to be a blast for us. It's our first time teaming in Ohio in almost 4 years, so it's going to be really awesome.
Very cool stuff. Well, Jeff, you guys put a lot of great shows together. We've had you on the show before to talk mm-hmm. about those. I mean, this has got to rank right up there with some of the best ones, just because that's a great story. And again, that's not something that you can see, and that's not a show that you can put on every day.
No, it's absolutely great. I mean, you know, Greg's been a part of Mega for a while now, and Zach has come through once before, but like Greg said, this is going to be the first time that they get to team up, so we're glad to be able to make that happen, and hopefully, like Greg said, we can give some folks a fun time and a little break from the world and maybe a little inspiration as well.
No question about that, and I mean, we started the show today in the opening 10 minutes of it. I'm a big-time wrestling guy also. Love wrestling. Love Bobby the Brain Heenan, who passed away yesterday. Greg, you were telling me a story about how you met him a couple of years ago, and I just kind of wanted you to retell that story because it was pretty awesome. I mean, for those who haven't seen Bobby the Brain Heenan, and, you know, he had had throat cancer. He had had his jaw removed a while back also, so he has a very difficult time communicating with you. But you were telling me earlier the whole experience with him, even though he can't verbally tell you what he's planning on doing, he pretty much laid it out for you.
Oh, yeah. I had the good fortune of doing a show with him back in 2014 in Indiana, and yeah, I got to spend a little bit of time with him and talk to him and just, you know, I grew up loving Bobby Heenan. As a kid, obviously, I hated him because he was always digging on my favorite Hulk Hogan. But as I got older, I really learned to appreciate his comedic timing and just what a true professional and genius he was. And I made sure to go out of my way and tell him just how much I loved him as a kid and how all the hardships that he's endured over the past couple years at that point, you know, with his jaw removal and the cancer, that he was just an inspiration. And the first thing he does after I ask him for a picture with him is he hands me his cane, and he's maneuvering my hands with the cane and putting it towards his head, and I'm trying to figure out, well, what are you doing? I can't figure out what he wants to say to me. And then it hits me. He wants me to act like a bad guy for the photo, and he wants me to put the cane up against his head and make it look like I'm blasting him in the face with the cane. So even in his state that he was in 2014, the passion and the heart of Bobby the Brain Heenan was still there, and I couldn't be happier to have had that moment with him. And before we parted ways, I just reiterated again after I shook his hand, you know, what an inspiration he was, and he tried to say something to me, and his wife looked at me and said, he wants you to know that a friend in need is a pest. And I just had to laugh because, I mean, that is Bobby the Brain Heenan at his finest. It's one of my favorite memories in wrestling, and I'll always cherish it.
That's outstanding. But that's a top-notch story regarding the brain because, you know, his mind never really went away, even though physically he had debilitated a bit over the years, but he was still sharp as a knife.
Yeah.
Always has been.
Absolutely.
Always has been. You've got some memories, I'm sure, Jeff, about Bobby the Brain Heenan. I mean, I always go back to Royal Rumble 92.
Mm-hmm.
One of the
mm-hmm.
absolute best microphone performances I can ever remember. Because we were talking a little bit earlier, if you had shut your eyes and watched that and just kind of listened to it, you didn't watch it, you just listened to it, you would have come away unbelievably entertained just listening to the Brain. And that was just one of the many great things he did.
Mm-hmm. I think if he wouldn't have picked pro wrestling, he could have been probably one of the world's best stand-up comedians because, again, Greg, you said the comedic timing. I mean, he was always spot on.
Sure.
Always.
That quick wit. I mean, he always had the right answer for you. Of course, he coined the phrase humanoids. You know, he used that time and time again. He took some digs at some guys that were top-notch baby faces over the years. Here's an interesting question for both of you guys. I just want to throw this your way. Some folks talk about, you know, arguably the greatest heel turn in the history of the business when the Hulkster decided to go heel back in 1997 at the Bash of the Beach.
Sure.
Some people think that Heenan kind of overstepped a little bit and gave people a glimpse as to what was going to happen when he had said, yeah, but whose side is he on? See, I thought because of the pre-existing rivalry between those two, that just added more fuel to the fire. I mean, what did you expect Bobby the Brain Heenan to say when the Hulkster was coming down there?
Yeah.
He was taking digs at the Hulkster, and he was just making this moment even bigger.
I agree. That's actually a good point. For years, people have always thought that Bobby Heenan was giving it away, but I always kind of looked at it as, you know, he never liked Hogan. You
right.
know what I mean? So I, you know, from what I understand, no one knew what was going to happen anyways at the broadcast booth. So it wasn't a matter of Bobby Heenan giving anything away. I think it worked perfect for the storytelling purpose of the fact that Bobby mm-hmm. Heenan never really trusted Hulk Hogan. And that was like a prime right. example at that Bash at the Beach.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah. I want to get your take on it, because you guys talk about him. Obviously, he was a heel, but he was one of the best heels that wrestling had. And I remember watching when I was in high school, the 2000s, they tried to turn the Rock heel. It never really worked. He always was sort of the face. How hard is it? I mean, you guys have been in the ring. You guys have fought. You guys have done this, tried to be the heel, tried to be the face. How hard is it to get the audience's approval as a bad guy? Is it difficult?
You know, I find it's easier to get people to hate you than it is to like you. Because, I mean, if you come out asking for cheers, you know, I don't know. People, I think, especially in the world we live in today, it's like, you know, impress me. You know, show me what you got for me to cheer for you, you know. I've actually worked as a bad guy for several years now. I mean, Jeff has seen me do it in person, and it really defies logic when you hear my story of having cerebral palsy and overcoming these odds. And initially, when people wanted me to be a bad guy, a lot of folks thought, you know, how's that going to work? I mean, who's going to boo a guy with a handicap? But what I find works best from traveling the roads over the years and learning from some of the best in the business, it's if you're able to look at someone and pull things out of people that they want to deny about themselves, that they don't like about themselves, and you're able to see it and pinpoint it and then call them out on it. And like, you know, if you know, I come out and you look at me like I have a disability, but look at you, you're fat, you have a googly eye, you know, you're balding, you know, if you call people out on things that they don't think that you're gonna say, it's kind of like, oh man, I kind of actually hate that guy. Boo. You know what I mean? So from a psychology standpoint, I felt like that worked best for me. It's like, you know, I'm this disabled guy, but why am I in better shape than you'll ever be? And once I started doing that, I have a hard time getting booked as a good guy now in comparison to the amount of bookings I get as a bad guy. So it's nice to team up with Zach Gowen on Saturday night to embrace that positive side of my character. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. See, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because look, there's a psychology to this thing, is there not?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. It's athletic. Gosh, if I would have said this to Bobby Heenan, he might have beat me up. A stunt show.
For sure.
But the psychology is what makes everything.
I think that's why, you know, speaking for myself, I know that's why I fell in love with wrestling. It's about the storytelling. I mean, it's like there's something very powerful about going out there and being able to make someone cheer or boo or laugh or cry, right, and just creating this whirlwind of emotions for people. And just like for me, when I was a kid, when I watched Hulk Hogan, he helped me forget about my problems. If I can have someone forget about what's going through their lives, for just a few moments when they come out and see me, I mean, that's what it's all about. It's like watching a great movie.
You bring up that idea of being a bad guy, though. What's that like the first time, though? I know your idea is to go out there and get those boos, but the psychology aspect has got to be different from anything you've ever done in life, isn't it? Getting the boos instead of cheers there? Does it kind of play with you at first?
No, because you know what? I find, I guess for me, the real individual, I've always been kind of sarcastic and
what?
I don't know. I believe it or not, yeah. And
no.
I don't know. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I mean, I'd like to think that I'm a little witty, and so like I get to take those quips and sometimes the things I want to say to people in real life, and I get to say that without any repercussions whatsoever. Yeah. So it's kind of a good feeling, to be honest with you.
That's outstanding.
How about you, Jeff?
Greg's doing my job for me. He hit the nail on the head there. I mean, you know, it's fun, but from the experiences I've had, it's a lot more fun to be the bad guy, because you get to get your frustration out, but it's still entertaining people. You're not hurting anybody with what you're saying, you know?
Sure. It's playful. Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, it's entertainment. It's
absolutely
playful. There's no question about that. This should be a lot of fun. Plan 9, September 23rd. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Again, here in studio with us, we've got Jeff Traxler and Greg Irons with Mega Championship Wrestling. Well, the Handicap Heroes, I'm assuming that's the main event, correct?
Actually, it's a double main event.
Okay.
We have our champion, Jackson Stone, is defending against Derek Direction, and then the Handicapped Heroes are challenging for the tag team titles against the Philly and Marino Experience.
Very cool stuff. And again, the doors will open at 6, September 23rd. This is it. St. John Gym, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, St. John Gym. And for those who are out there tuned in right now, Jeff, where can they go to get some more information on this event?
You can go to megachampionshipwrestling.com. You can find out all kinds of information there, as well as click on the event link if you want to buy tickets online. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you are on Twitter or Instagram, we are at Mega Wrestling.
Very cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in studio. And I know we've got some tickets to give away.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to give those away during the commercial break. But you brought, how many did you bring to give away?
I don't know. You want to give away two packs?
We can do that. Well, the phone lines will start lighting up here momentarily. 440-322-0930 if you want a pair of tickets to the Plan 9 event on September 23rd. Greg, Jeff, thank you so much for coming in, guys. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back in just a few on AM 930 WEOL.